Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, and our soul says amen, amen, and amen again. We bless the name of the Lord. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, with Jesus Christ as King and Jesus Christ as Lord, as we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my God's name is great, 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 and greatly to be praised. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And it is our pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. There is no higher calling. There's no higher service. There's no higher profession, occupations. God is first. And when you work for God, amen, you're first too. Amen. Hallelujah. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. If this is your first time with us, amen, we're glad to have you. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served by the Holy Ghost. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Enjoy the services today to the extent to keep coming back. Keep on, keep on, keeping on, keeping on, keeping on. Amen. 7 days a week, we are here. And it's not the only place we meet. Amen. Glory be to God. I think we're on about 10 social media platforms. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're also on internet television. Amen. So we're here. The Lord is making us popular. Amen. For his glory. Amen. For his glory. And we are grateful to serve. Amen. We have been talking about love, 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 love. Talk with love. Amen. That real love. That's what we are talking about. Amen. And we invite you in on our conversation. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength. Oh, Lord, our Redeemer. I want to draw your attention to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 13. Yeah, that one. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I want to read about three verses in your hearing, starting in verse number 4. Amen. And it reads like this. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Woo! My God. And that is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Beloved, amen. That's some powerful verses. That's some heavy verses there. Glory be to God. And beloved, when we look into, amen, these verses, it's like looking into a mirror. See, some of you already looked at it. Every time you go into the bathroom, most of us peeping into the mirror. Glory be to God. But if we are brutally honest with ourselves, a lot of times we want to be brutally honest with other people. Well, Pastor, I just had to tell them like it is. And I just said, okay, all right, okay, we hear you. We hear you. Okay, you had to be brutally honest with them. Okay, but what about starting off of being brutally honest with yourself? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And when we look into these verses, beloved, it's like looking into a mirror. And that mirror is going to determine, see, our level of love to God. It's a high level. See, we're talking about going deeper, but you also got to go higher. Matter of fact, when you go deeper, you go higher. Matter of fact, and when you go higher, you go deeper. The God said his ways are not our ways, but it's higher than ours. He didn't say we couldn't have them. He just said we got to come for it. This is the type of love that God wants us to exhibit towards others. As we've been talking over the last couple of days, last night on our Bible study, amen, glory be to God. And we thank God for putting us here. Because we need to talk about it more often. You know what I mean? We know everything that we say is centered around love, hopefully. It's talking about speaking the truth. The Bible says speak the truth in love. Because a lot of times you're speaking the truth, but there wasn't no love up, wasn't no love mixed up in that. Ew. Oh, no, baby. They was fighting words. You spoke the truth with fighting words. You spoke the truth with arrogance. It wasn't no love mixed up in that. He said, speak the truth in love. So, beloved, if you discover that your life is a reflection of this love, and some of us do, and some of us do, give God some praise. I know in my own life, I see the development. I see the maturity. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I know God done brought me from a mighty long ways. A mighty long ways. See, I've always had a little bit of faith, but guess what? The faith not even working without love. Yes, oh, be to God. And I had my mother a role model. Amen. Glory be to God. And other people in my life. And the Lord has brought me from a mighty, maybe God has brought you from a mighty long ways in your love walk. See, and you see growth, you see maturity. Amen. Huh? So give God some praise for that. Hallelujah. To all the praise and glory and honor belong to him. But if you find that when you look in that mirror, when we look in these verses and your life does not reflect that kind of love that God wants you to possess, we have to take this as a signal. Take it as a sign. The Lord gives a signal. The Lord gives a sign. Well, that we need to change and we need to be more like Jesus until Christ be formed in you. So that there's still, amen, keep going. Keep going. Don't stop. Thank God for where you are, but keep going. So Paul, Brother Paul, we thank God for Brother Paul. Amen. Here he is, dead and in heaven, transitioning to heaven, and we're still reading his writings. Isn't that beautiful? That's why each and every one of you need to write a book. I don't care if it's a 30-page book. Each of you need to write a book, because after you're dead and gone, somebody's going to be reading your writings. Glory be to God. Brother Paul wrote this. Now, when you use the word charity, charity means love. Okay? We found out last night, beloved, that this agape love is a high level of love. It's God's love. It's God's type of love. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. It's the highest form of love. The highest level of love. God, that agape love, Paul says, suffers long. And is kind. Woo. It does not envy. It does not vaunt itself. It is not puffed up. It does not behave unseemly. It does not seek her own. It is not easily provoked. And thinks no evil. Ooh, God, what you talking about? Thinks no evil. Who you know don't think no evil? One that is truly converted, that's who don't think no evil. It does not rejoice in iniquity. Happy when other people fail. Other people, yeah, that's what they get. That's what they deserve. You better watch out. You better watch out. You got to watch it. But, beloved, there's a scripture in the Bible, and I'm not going to find it, but that's your homework today. There's a scripture in the Bible. The Lord says, when you rejoice over your enemies, when you rejoice over their downfall, when you rejoice, God says he will hold back their punishment. He will hold back their punishment and give it to you because you're rejoicing in it. God ain't going to do it while you're rejoicing in it. You know when God going to get them back? God going to get them back. But you want to know when God going to do it? When you praying for them? And when you really don't want God to do it? Woo! Love rejoices in the truth. Love beareth all things. Love believeth all things. Love hopeth all things. Love endures all things. Love never fails. And that's a whole lot. So we can't go into all this today. So over the next few days, we're going to break this down. Amen. Hallelujah. For you, beloved. But what Paul did in these three verses, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7, is he gave us the characteristics of agape love. He breaks it down for us to make it easy for us to understand, because in all our getting, he wants us to get an understanding. And so to give you a little recap, beloved, for those of you who were not available, not interested, amen, in our Bible study last night, amen, glory be to God, that agape love is a special kind of love. It ain't no ordinary love. I mean, when you in agape, you got something special going on. It ain't no ordinary love. Agape love is unlike any other love in the world. It's the highest form. It's not ordinary. And so Paul uses this word agape to describe God's kind of love, the highest form of love, level of love in the whole wide world. And you can't go no higher than agape. When you go agape, you done gone all the way in. You have reached the highest mark when you are walking in agape. This agape love, this God kind of love, expects God. This is where God expects every believer, me, you, Lottie Dottie, everybody who calls himself a believer. He expects us to demonstrate this agape love in and through our lives. This word agape, beloved, describes a love so completely different from what the world offers. Y'all know what the world's offering. It sure enough ain't agape. This word here is so deep. It's irresistible love. But when God loved us so much, he said, you know what? I'm a make a way for your salvation. Woo! That was a heavy price to pay, too. It's only found in the agape love is only found in the New Testament to describe God's love and the love that should flow from the heart, that should, now you notice I said should flow from the hearts of every believer. Agape, love, that divine love that gives. This is what agape love does. It gives and gives and keep on giving. It gives and gives and keep on giving. Because you find out when you're moving in agape, you ain't going to run out of something to give. That's one of the miracles of agape. You give and keep on giving, and God going to make sure, amen, that it's something for you to give and keep on giving. It's when you keep giving, you keep loving, you keep doing, even if it's never responded to. People not responding, but you keep on giving. Not even saying thank you, but you keep on giving. Don't even acknowledge you, but you keep on giving. Oh, that's love. Oh, baby, now that's real love right there. You could say that agape is a love that isn't based on a response, but it's based on a decision to keep on loving regardless of a person's response or lack of response. Don't God do that to us? No response. No lack of response, but he keep on loving. He keep on loving. He keep on giving. He keep on keeping on. Agape. Agape love is an unconditional love. That's why it's a high level love, beloved. It's unconditional. It's not based on what you do for me, I do for you. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. No, 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 no. Unconditional. I love you regardless. What? Yeah. You still my peep. I love you. I love you. I love you. I still love you. Jesus loved those who was crucifying him on the cross. Jesus loved them. Look, check this out. This might set you back for a minute. Jesus loved them just as much as he loved you and me. No, you didn't, Pastor. Yes, I did, because it's the truth. Agape love is the highest form of love, the most noble, purest form of love that exists. And this is what our brother Paul is teaching us, amen, in this love chapter here in 1 Corinthians chapter number 13. God designed these verses, beloved. This is not Paul. Paul is just communicating what God already designed. And these verses are to help us to determine the reason Paul puts this in the book. Now, Paul was a doctor. Now, he was pure enough a doctor. The boy was heavy. But he was only heavy because the Holy Ghost is heavy. And Paul ain't no heavier than what you and I could be, because it's not him, it was the Holy Ghost. Amen? But it was put in the book for us to look in that mirror, read these verses, and make a determination whether or not we are walking in this kind of high-level love. Is this God? Am I walking in this? Is this me? Father, do I suffer long? Am I kind? Father God, am I envious? Do I parade myself? Am I puffed up from time to time? Am I rude from time to time? Do I seek my own? Am I easily provoked? Do I think evil? Father, do I rejoice in iniquity? Do I bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endure all things? See, beloved, you can be honest with yourself, because God already know anyhow. He already knows. That's why the Bible said, judge yourself, and you're not be judged. Just judge yourself. God, show me. Show me myself like you see me. Glory be to God. Paul writes that charity. When he says charity, just take the word charity out and put love. And don't put love, put agape love. So when you're reading it, it's charity, suffer long, and you want to, you know, translate that, you want to say agape love suffers long. That word suffered, beloved, is a Greek word. It's a compound word. Amen. I'm not going to take you into the Greek, amen, today, amen, but I'm just going to give you the definition. That word suffer long means patient restraint of anger and therefore long suffering. It's the same word as forbearance and patience. Ooh, God help us. Oh, help us. Y'all know we got a little patience, but wait a minute, don't run it too long. Don't take it another day. Don't take it another day. Beloved, that word, amen, long suffering. A lot of you like candles. A lot of you like candles. My sister just had a birthday, and I called her daughter and said, all right, what she want for her birthday? Because she got everything. She said, my mommy like candles. So I said, you made it easy for me, baby. So I was able to go to the store and get the girl some candles, and that was real easy for me. Amen. But some candles have a long wick. I like the candles with the long wick. And because that wick is long, beloved, it prepares to burn for a long time.
that wick is ready to forbear and patiently wait, see, for a certain, you're ready to wait for that person to come around.
Well, it's been months, but the wick is burning. The wick is burning. Why? Because long suffering. You're forbearing with this person. Glory be to God. You're waiting for this person to make some progress. You're waiting for this person to make some changes. You're praying, but it ain't happening overnight, but you ain't gave up yet. The wick is still burning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're patient in what you're trying to talk to them and communicate with them. It don't always work, but you haven't thrown in the towel yet. See? And some of you are like that, and you've been like that, and guess what? That's a blessing, because that's a agape love. You was calling it something else. You didn't even realize, amen, that you was moving and growing in agape love by putting up, amen, with this situation. This is a picture of a person whose feelings for someone else are so passionate that they don't easily give up on them. I can't give up on my baby. I can't give up on this person. I can't give up on my coworker. I can't give up. The flesh be wanting you to, but you say, I just can't do it. I can't bail out. I'm not going to leave them. I ain't giving up on them. Glory be to God. That is, you're suffering long with this person. You're suffering with them. Glory be to God. Agape love keeps on going and going and going, even though the other person does not quickly respond. You hang in there the same way God does with us. Aren't you happy about it? Aren't you happy that God didn't give up on us? Hallelujah. Paul tells us, beloved, that love suffers long. It suffers long. Love patiently and passionately bears with others for as long as patience is needed. Beloved, don't throw in the towel and don't quit. Glory be to God. Because you know what? Agape love does not know how to quit. And some of you wondering why you ain't quit yet. That's because you in agape love. People talking about you, calling you stupid, calling you this, calling you that. And sometimes you call yourself stupid too. Glory be to God. But you don't even realize, amen, God is growing you up in agape love. Beloved, amen, we all need a dose of agape love to be released in us. Because even if you're operating in it, amen, there's greater heights and deeper depths to go. When we look in, write the scripture down, Romans 5:5. Romans 5:5, beloved, tells us that the agape love of God has already been shared abroad in your hearts by the Holy Spirit. That love has already been shared abroad. What is God saying? This means, beloved, that you don't have to come up with this supernatural love by yourself. And it is supernatural now. Without God, super, it ain't going to go down. But you don't have to do it by yourself, because the scripture says that love has been shared abroad. See, and that means that there's already been a pouring forth. There's already been a discharge. It's spilling out. See, something that is dispersed in abundance. In other words, God has already bestowed on you and me the sufficient love for us to be long-suffering in any relationship or situation. That's why God allowed you to go through it so you can see. He already know the love has been shared abroad. He already know that you have what it takes to love the unlovable and to be patient with those who are wearing on you. See, because the truth of the matter is, it's making you a better person. Glory be to the living God. Beloved, God's love has been poured forth, dispensed, and shared abroad in our hearts.
So whenever you go into prayer and you ask the Holy Spirit to help you, the Holy Spirit is going to release a river of divine love to flow forth from within you. It's love that comes from within you. See, people are looking for something on the outside to come on the inside. No, God's divine love moves from the inside out. God flowing through you, in you, through you. In him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. And God's love flowing through you, beloved, causes you to be supernaturally long-suffering towards that person who is trying to frustrate the heck out of you. God's love. Oh, somebody give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me see. Okay, I don't have time to go into the other ones. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll have to pick this up tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. But as we're talking about long suffering, amen. Number one, let me say this as I wrap up. It's a fact. Now, we are all naughty by nature, right? Our human nature is short-tempered. And look like it's getting shorter and shorter. And this is what we see going on around us. Okay? With, people needing anger management, killing somebody over a parking space, and, all this craziness going on, right? Because it's short-tempered. And we all are. Some people are a little bit shorter than others. By human nature, we are intolerant. But agape love, the Bible tells us, is slow to anger. That ain't going to say you ain't going to get angry from time to time. But you slow. You taking a slow walk, baby. You going up the slow rope. Somebody in agape love, let me tell you something. When they bust out, they done bust out. Like when Jesus went, amen, and threw the money change, threw the money changes out of the temple. Huh? We ain't saying you don't get angry. He says be angry and sin not. But it take you a long time to get there. And people look at you and wondering how you can take it. They calling you an angel. Ooh, I don't know nobody like that. I don't know nobody that can take all that. It's the agape. What you are witnessing in that person is agape. Agape is when you are slow to wrath, quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Why? Because you're moving in agape. A person that is living in agape does not know how to quit. Well, this stop, Pastor, this stop, sister, but I don't know how. God says the same thing pertaining to you and me. He don't know how to quit loving you. He ain't gonna never stop. He don't even want to know how to quit. Not only do he not know how to quit, he don't want to know how to quit. Because love keeps on giving. But didn't I do this, do that for you last week? But you keep on giving. Because the Holy Spirit is leading you to do it. See, because as much as God loves you, he loves them too. We was out, glory be to God, me and some of the sisters earlier this week, and I pulled up at the gas station to get some gas. Amen. And whenever I look for opportunities, amen, to sit, drop a little nugget, and I told them we was in Jersey, so... Amen. Glory be to God. They pump the gas for you in Jersey. And I said, oh, hey. Amen. And so I gave the guy a little tip. And I said, hey, Jesus loves you. He said, yeah, thank you. I know. He said, yeah, and Jesus loves you too. I said, ooh, I haven't heard that one in a while. Ah, but it's true. Oh, girl, I needed that. It wasn't much, but I needed that day. Hallelujah. Beloved, agape love supernaturally becomes stronger and more committed the longer it takes to get through to the heart of the one who is loved. It's stronger now, more committed now. Glory be to God. Remember Mary who was forgiven of much? They said she loved the Lord more because she was forgiven of much. Prostituting, this and that and that and that. God had forgiven her of so many sins, amen, and she loved God more. So, beloved, you can't give up on people. Glory be to God. They might be giving you the finger right now and giving you the hand and giving you the face, but let me tell you something. God's word is penetrating them. It's the goodness of the Lord leading them to repentance. And when they finally surrender, they're going to appreciate you so much. The same way I appreciate my mother. Let me tell you something, because when I was in my foolish days, when I was, you know, got a little lukewarm, y'all know my story, amen, about 20 years ago, I got a little lukewarm, huh, glory be to God, and guess what? My mother never gave up on me. They used to have noonday prayer at the church, or she was at that church over there for 76 and Ogden, and her, and she had about four or five prayer partners. And guess what? They would come together on Wednesdays at 12 o'clock. And guess who they was praying for? Yeah. The person you hear, yeah, that's right, me. Because they wasn't praying, y'all probably, I don't know who would be talking to you this morning. Sure enough, it would be me, because I'd probably be in the graveyard somewhere by now. Huh? She never gave up, never gave up, never gave up on me. And we should never give up on other people, because God never gives up on us. Why? Because agape is the highest form of love. It's a God's love. This is God's love. Not the love that the world is talking about. You do this for me, I do that for you. You know what I mean? If you love me, do this, love me. No, 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 no. Unconditional. See, God loves you. This is what, I'm finished. I'm going to have to pick up here. Tomorrow, amen, glory be to God, Lord's willing. Let me tell you, this is how much God loves you. God loves you so much. He said, come to me just like you are. Don't worry about stop sinning. Don't worry about stop smoking and fornicating and stealing. And this. He said, don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about your homosexual ways. Don't even your lying ways. He said, don't even worry about a thing. Come to me just like I love you, just like that. Isn't that awesome? Because when you make that connection by faith in Jesus, he said, then I'm gonna help you take care of the other stuff. Ah, glory be to God. You can't stop that sinning by yourself. You can't stop living like that by yourself. Without me, you can do nothing, he says. He said, just come to me. Just as I am without one plea. He said, come on, come on, come on, baby. He loves you just like you are, but he loves you too much to keep you in that condition. Hey, my God, that's agape love, baby. Oh, my God, sookie, 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 sookie. Agape love is a miraculous love. It's a love that transforms and changes people's lives. We have been transformed. Be not conformed, but transformed. Why? By that agape love. Our lives as a Christian, amen, is not the same as when we first came to Christ. Why? That agape love, where God keeps on giving. Keep, even when we don't deserve it, he keep on giving. He keep on giving. He keep on giving. He said, just confess your sins. You confess your sins, he said, here you go. Here you go. Here you go. Here you go. Amen. Amen and amen. Tomorrow we want to talk about love being kind. Woo! And love not envying. Ah, my God, sookie, sookie. Hallelujah. Meditate on this today, beloved. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Love suffers long. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Love does think no evil. Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but love rejoices in truth. Love, agape love, the God kind of love, beareth all things, believeth all things, hope all things, and endure all things. Look in the mirror of God's word, beloved. What's the reflection? I don't know about you, but I see right here. God has brought me from a long ways, but I see right here I still got a way to go. If you can't say amen, beloved, just say ouch. Remember, love is the only thing that's going into heaven. Matter of fact, tomorrow night on our praise party, I believe our minister Joanne said her theme is heaven. Guess what? Love is the only thing that's going up there. Heaven cannot be absent of love because God is love. And if there's no love in our hearts, how are we getting to heaven? But if you say you're born again, why don't you have love in your heart? Why aren't you exercising that? See, and it's just a matter of us, amen, growing in faith. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we say thank you for this word today. We thank you, Father God, that your word never returns into your void, but it always accomplishes everything you have sent it to do. Lord, we ask you to help us to open our hearts so that agape love can flow, Father, up from within us. Father, we realize that we have allowed ourselves to get clogged up with our own self-interest far too often, Father. And we need to be more focused on the needs of others than we are on ourselves. We realize, Father, that the only way we can become this selfish, selfless, Father God, is to yield to the Holy Spirit so that he can do a deep work in our lives. Holy Spirit, we are asking you today to do whatever is necessary to teach us how to regularly walk in this high level of agape love of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We'll pick up here tomorrow, Lord's willing, coming out of the book of First Corinthians chapter number 13, verse number 4, 5, 6, and 7. Amen. All right. What's the announcements for today? Altar prayer at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. We invite you to please. Amen. Even if you know what, maybe some of us, we know you're working during the day, you're doing this, you're doing that. What about sharing it and letting other people know that there's a prayer line at 12 o'clock? Somebody going to be happy. Some senior citizen going to be happy. Some college student going to be happy. Somebody going to be happy to know that they can call in. Even if they don't put a prayer request on the line, they can just hear other people pray and be empowered by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So spread the news. Amen. Let us not be so selfish. This is my ministry. This is my ministry. And no, this ain't your ministry. It ain't my ministry. Amen to God. It's God's ministry. It's God's word. It's God's prayer. It's God's fire. It's everything belong to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Okay, tonight at 12, and back tonight at 9 o'clock. Tomorrow night is our praise party night. Praise party, praise party. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party. Holy Ghost party don't stop. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on back 9 o'clock tomorrow night, Friday night, every other Friday night for our Friday night praise party. Just set your alarm clock. Amen. Glory be. Take a little nap before. Y'all know what to do. Just act like he was going to a party out in the world. What would you do then? Just do the same thing. What would you do to be fresh and alert? Amen. For the party. You know, when you get an opportunity to show off, you know, to be how good you look and all that. Huh? Glory be. What would you do? So the same thing you would do to show up at that party, do it to show up at God's party. It's that simple. Amen. If you want to be there. If you don't want to be there, then that's a whole different subject. But somebody else want to be there. I bet you your neighbor would be real mad with you if they found out that you didn't share with them, amen, this ministry here, where all they had to do was call in on their telephone. I bet you they would be mad with you. They've been living next to you, working next to you, running with you all them years, and you never even shared that there was a prayer line and all they had to do was call in. Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. If you never received Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior, you need to do it. You need to come on and step into this. Look, you cannot love. Agape love is not a natural type of love. It's not possible to do it. Okay, it's a supernatural type of love. but it's God in us flowing through us. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and give your life to Christ. Amen. Be acquainted, amen, with the God of love, who is love. Remember what we said earlier this week, God is love. The world wants to say love is God. No, love is not God, but God is love. Amen. So come on, right now, as we close, let's take 30 seconds. Repeat after me. Father, I'm a sinner. I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I come to you and I confess my sins before you. Forgive me for grieving your heart, breaking your heart, walking in my own way. I thank you for your grace and your mercies. And I open my heart and I open my mouth. And I confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And I invite him in to rule, to take dominion, and to lead me in the direction that I should go. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. Thank you that my name is confirmed in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus is Lord. Bam, 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 bam. And the angels are rejoicing. Ooh, and the angels are rejoicing. Hallelujah. Ah, and the angels are welcome to the family of God. Welcome in. Welcome in. Amen. We've been waiting on you. God been waiting on you. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the beginning, not the end. It's the beginning of your salvation. You was born again. A woman doesn't give birth to a baby and leave the baby on the doorstep. Okay? But God has given you the gift of the fivefold ministry to help take care of you and grow you up. Amen. Till we come into our full maturity. In Jesus' name. All right. I believe that it's it. I believe that it's it. Amen for today, beloved. And don't be startled when you're under attack by the enemy. Whenever God is using you and in his kingdom, especially as a soul winner, you're on Satan's most wanted bulletin board. You're a threat to Satan's kingdom. That's what the spiritual warfare is about. But you don't have to be concerned about that either. Amen. Just stand. And keep on staying, and God got you. Amen. Father God, as we go out today, stay in today, whatever we do today, Father, go with us. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, premature death, accidents, incidents, calamities, even mechanical malfunctions, home invasions, break-ins, fires, gas explosions, slip and falls. Father God, voodoo, witchcraft, sorcery, bad food. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers us and our families. Father God, anoint the prayer warriors as they come today at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Father God, bless them, fortify them, anoint them, Father God, for your services. Even those who call in, Father God, touching and agreeing, Father God, we all in this together. One can chase 1,000, two can chase 10. And we say thank you, Father, for the body of Christ who keep on loving. Keep on loving, Father. Some people, I heard some people say, I ain't going to pray for them. I ain't praying for them. But love don't say that. Love never says I'm not going to pray for nobody, because we just keep on giving. Because that's what love does. And so we say thank you. Thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. I love you. Amen, everybody. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely day. Meet you at the altar of prayer. If you can't meet us there, meet us at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning on social media. If you can't meet us there, meet us back here. Amen. Same time, place, and station. If you can't meet us there, amen, meet us back at the 9 o'clock praise party. And what about trying to meet us, amen, at all the locations? Because Jesus going to be there. Hey, don't worry about Pastor Bradford being there. Jesus going to be there. I love you. Amen. Everybody have a lovely, lovely, lovely day. God bless you.
If anybody wants the Lord to make him over, just begin to celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah.
But the more that you try to be by my side, the more I push you out.
All over the building, let me hear you say, Lord, make me over.
Lord.
Is that anybody's prayer out there tonight?
Take me over again.
Somebody out there singing, come on.
Take me over again.
Take me over again. Time after time I failed you. Pierced your side when they already nailed you. Jesus, heal my open wound. I just want to be more like you. Father, I let you down. What's not like you to take it high. Reconcile me, Jesus. I just wanna feed you. Wash me and make me whole.
Everybody sing it, Lord, make me over. Make them over again. Anybody tired of messing up time after time after time after time? Anybody ready for change? Make some noise up in this place. Lord, make me. Lord.
Anybody?